Welcome back to the Press Box and our regular Saturday racing preview show. And as always, my great friend and host, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker.
Gino, great being with you again. And what a great weekend we got. We got closing day at Keeneland. We got opening day at Churchill. And we're going to cover it all and much more for you. But let's get things started, as always, by letting you know that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So, Mr. McLean, let's go ahead and let's go ahead and jump to Sunday at Churchill. And Dale Romans with a couple of good ones in the Street Sense Stakes at Churchill.
You know, Buzzy, this race, the Street Sense, has become really, quite honestly, one of the first of the preps for the next Kentucky Derby. And this is a Sunday's opening day of the November meet, the fall meet, which is a traditional thing we mark on the calendars and has been around for about 140 some years, I think, Buzzy. And but Sunday is an all 2 year old card, so it's kind of a prep for the for tomorrow's
superstar. To be honest, it is the 17th Stars of Tomorrow program featuring all 2 year old races.
You know, and you know, Buzzy, it's just a wonderful day that, you know, people love to watch the two-year-old races. One, there's a lot of drama and intrigue. There's promises of tomorrow. There's a chance to see some of these rising stars before a lot of other people take note of them. There might be some good prices on the board. The Street Sense is carded as race 10. It'll go at 5:36 p.m. The Rags to Riches is kind of the equivalent on the female side. But a really great day of racing. And Dale, as he normally does, has a couple of horses that he's pointing towards that first Saturday in May. And, you know, the old boy is one of these days is going to wake up and win that darn thing on Saturday, the first Saturday in May, to become the first global native to do so, Buzzy.
Oh, absolutely, Gene. And, you know, he's had some good ones the last few years. And you've got to, you know, you got to have great preparation. And sometimes you just have to have some good fortune as well to get to that first Saturday. But this is a great first step. So go ahead and tell us about the Street Sense.
So there's two. The Romans horses are both, I think, excellent pedigrees, but also excellent runners. You've got the Albaugh family stable, Howling Time, which is appropriate since it's Halloween this weekend. Howling Time is a two-year-old son of Not This Time, a top two-year-old coat in his own right when he was racing. He won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, and everybody thought he was going to be Roman's Derby contender. He got injured, never raced as a three-year-old, but he's really become a very top-end stallion. This is a son, Howling Time's the son of Not This Time. He was a $200,000 purchase at the 2020 Keeneland September sale. And, you know, he won impressively down at Ellis Park. Actually, I take that back. He won at Churchill Downs on September the 25th, ridden by Joe Talamo. This horse has got just a world of talent. I don't think they've even scratched the surface. And then his roommate, stablemate, Red Knobs, was defeated by one length in the $300,000 Iroquois Grade 3 event, lost to Major General and Tough to Tame. This is a son of Union Rags. He broke his maiden down at Ellis Park and did so by 6 1/4 lengths. I really like Red Knobs, I think, a little bit better because of that stakes experience, but I would not give away the edge too much to Howling Time. I think Romans runs 1-2 in here, Buzzy, and I think he's going to be awfully tough if either one of these two top two-year-olds.
So the question becomes, Mr. McLean, how do you play it?
You take that proverbial coin and you flip it in the air. Now, I'm going to go with the experience here, I think, a little bit in Red Knobs. You know, he comes back. He's a chestnut son of Union Rags. You know, he's got that stake experience. I think the howling time will only get better and better and better as the distance gets longer. But I'm going, and I know this is a mile and a 16th, throwing two turns. Both of them, I think, will hook up in the lane. But I'm going to go with Red Knobs as the one to beat in the street sense as we start to get serious about the 2022 Kentucky Derby.
Come on, let's go. Let's go. Breeders' Cup just around the corner and everything. Great time to be racing and talking about racing here in the Bluegrass. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here is hoping that you and yours have a fantastic weekend. And as always, my friend, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. Look forward to having a great week coming up. Breeders' Cup week. We'll have a couple of racing preview shows
yes.
with you, Buzzy, as we get closer to Friday and Saturday next week. Start to tune in to us about Wednesday as we start to really crank it down on those 13 Breeders' Cup races, the two-year-old races on Friday, and then the rest of the championship races on Saturday out at Del Mar. But we'll be right here at the Louisville Thoroughbred Society cranking it up, Buzzy. And I look forward to having another big day. I hope you and the lovely Donna are able to join us and be part of the festivities as we once again have a championship day of racing in the Breeders' Cup Championship.
Love you, my brother. We'll talk this week.
I'll see you soon, my friend.
See you. Take care.
Take care, friend.